right now want to give you part of our interview with Will Muschamp. He was nice enough to take time out of his busy schedule recently to talk in person with Braden Sox, a 12-year-old boy from Lexington who was battling leukemia. Also, you'll hear him a little later on in this hour via phone talk to Eli Adams, who's also a 12-year-old battling leukemia. But let's start with Will Muschamp and Braden Sox sitting down over at Williams-Brice. We're sitting here in Will Muschamp's office at Williams-Brice Stadium. The very first time Braden was near here, 2010 in Alabama. You, sir, are a very good luck charm. Are you? What do you think about the office right now?
It's pretty cool.
Will Muschamp, thank you for doing this, sir.
Great to be here.
I'm going to get out of the way. I'm going to do the smart thing and turn it over to the smart guy. Braden's got some great questions for you.
All right. Who do you look up to the most?
Oh, wow. Well, probably going back and through my life would be my father. I lost him 3 years ago. He was a great example for me as a dad, as a friend, as a mentor. He also was a football coach on the high school level. But he was somebody that I've really looked up to in my life.
Do you have any special things you do before games?
I get nervous before games. I always think about what we could have done, what we should have practiced more, what we could have looked at. And I'm a very positive guy. In most situations, the glass is half full. Before a game, the glass is half empty for me. And so the coaches kind of keep me away from the players because I normally am bringing up things I probably shouldn't before a game. But, you know, I love game day. I love the arena. I love the preparation of leading towards game day. And then seeing the guys perform. And there's nothing more gratifying for me to see a game plan carried out the right way, offensively, defensively, and special teams, and see our players have success.
What is it like to coach for the Gamecocks?
It is awesome. We have the most passionate, loyal fan base in the country. We've been through some lean years, and it's 80,000 strong every time you line up in Williams-Brice. The following we have on the road is outstanding. We're so appreciative of the support that we have here from our administration and President Pastides and Coach Tanner, and really excited about our future moving forward. But we love being here.
What has been a challenge since being at USC?
What's been a challenge? I think anytime you take over a program that, you know, we had won 3 games a year before we got here, I think installing confidence in players is something you've always got to be able to do. You also need to be realistic with them. But sometimes you hurt their confidence when you're realistic with them about where we are. So we've made tremendous progress. We still have miles to travel. And I think a lot of that goes back to recruiting. The new operations facility that we're building, I think, is going to help us tremendously. It's been a little bit of a setback the way our facilities are. Our facilities are very nice, but they're fractured. They're spread out. And I think that's hurt us a little bit as recruiting through the years. Having this facility, I think, is going to make a huge difference for us. I'm excited about that. But, you know, we don't have the history and tradition that maybe some other schools have. But I always tell recruits, come be the first, not the next. And come be a part of the first championship team here at South Carolina. And that, to me, being in the league that we're in, the Southeastern Conference, ought to be appealing to a young man to come and want to be a part of that.
Other than having a pretty good season last year, what has been a success since being at USC?
Well, I think as much as anything, the culture of our program. That's something you've got to continue to nurture all the time. You got to protect it as far as the work ethic, the effort, the toughness, the discipline, all the things that we talk about, the intangible qualities that you want each player to possess. But then that creates the totality of your football team. And that's something I'm very pleased about where we are. But our best players are great people. And you look at Jake Bentley, you look at Brian Edwards, you look at Debo Samuel, Dennis Wonnum. I hate the name because we got a lot of really good players, but they're all really good people. They work extremely hard. And, you know, football team is no different than the business world. You're going to have the guys that are going to do it right no matter what, and you're going to have the small percentage of your team that's a pain in the butt, to be honest with you. But you've got to get those guys to fall the right way. And when your best players are really good people, that's what happens.
What advice would you give to middle school and high school kids that want to play sports in college?
I would say play whatever sports that you want to play. I think being a multi-sport athlete is really important. I played 4 sports in high school. I played football, basketball, baseball, and I ran track. And I think sometimes the guys are getting so in tune to specializing right now, and I think it really hurts themselves as far as learning to compete in other situations. And I think that being a multi-sport athlete is outstanding. But, you know, do your best every day. Give everything you got. As long as you can look in the mirror every day and say, I did the best I could do, and I did the best I did with what God gave me and blessed me with, then I think you can live your life very well.
What do you and your family like to do together?
Grill out. I like to cook. I don't worry about third down when we're grilling out. So just relax, family trips. We like to go to the beach. Obviously, we live on Lake Murray, so that's been a lot of fun for us to be able in the summertime to get on the lake and sea-doo and ski and boat and enjoy each other's company. We live at a great spot there on Lake Murray, which we love being there. But we to say what we do the most would probably, I would say, grill out.
Who's your favorite NFL team?
Well, growing up, it was the Dallas Cowboys. Roger Staubach was my favorite quarterback growing up, and the Doomsday Defense, America's team. But now that I have so many players in the NFL, I think I have over 80-something players that I've coached now in the National Football League, it's hard to have a favorite team. Obviously, Dan Quinn's one of my best friends, the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, was my defensive coordinator at the University of Florida. So I always pull for the Falcons. And obviously, being a hometown guy, I pull for the Panthers as well. And we went up to see, matter of fact, them beat the Saints. I took Carroll, Jackson, and Witt, and I went up to the Panther Stadium and saw the Panthers win a game that really kind of put them in the playoffs. But I really enjoy seeing former players of mine being successful. So wherever they are, I'm pulling for those teams.
Do you have any pets? If so, how many and what are they?
We have two dogs, a golden doodle named Rocky. He's a full-size dog, and then a small one named Rambo. And they've been awesome. And then we have a cat named Sadie that we've had since we were at Auburn, which has been since 2008, I believe. So those are the only pets we have.
What's your favorite food?
Well, as you can see, I like to eat a lot. You know, a good steak is hard to beat, to be honest with you. I certainly enjoy that. I've always been a big fan of lasagna, spaghetti, pasta-type dishes. But you know, I'm not real picky. I like food.
All right, that's it.
That's it? Braden, you have been outstanding. You have been the smartest media member I've ever met. I want to make sure you understand that. But I've really enjoyed our interview today, and I wish you all the luck in the world.
Thank you.
All right, bud.
That's 12-year-old Lexington native, I should say, Braden Sox, a leukemia. He's battling leukemia. He got to sit down with Will Muschamp in his office the other day at Williams-Brice Stadium. We'll continue to hear more of that, a little bit more of that, and plus his buddy, another 12-year-old from the Lexington area. He's from Gilbert, actually. Eli joins us via the phone from the hospital to ask a few questions to Will Muschamp. One of them may or may not include Clemson.
Oh.
And the response is classic as well. So we'll let you hear that as we continue to roll on this morning. But good stuff from Will Muschamp. What do you think about the pet rundown?
Gives you an idea of what's going on at the Muschamp house.
I felt like sitting there in his office, he didn't really want to reveal that he has a little dog. But so I think he delineated. He's like, yeah, one big dog.
One big one, yeah.
Some big dogs, and we got a little dog.
Well, then he skipped over that very quick and started talking about the cat.
Right. But he went back and said, we've had it for a long time. Yeah, it was almost like the reason why we have it. We had it for a long time. The Radiothon. Rolling on here in the lobby of the Children's Hospital. Wanted to bring you more of our Will Muschamp interview. We joined this one in progress. We'll let you hear. You already heard from Braden Sox, a 12-year-old from Lexington battling leukemia. He's big buddies with another 12-year-old battling leukemia here at the Children's Hospital from Gilbert. Eli Adams is his name, and Eli got to join us in this interview via the phone. So that's where we begin this portion of the interview with Will Muschamp. Eli, you're on with Coach Muschamp. Do you have some questions for us?
Who do you pull for in the Super Bowl, Eagles or Patriots?
Wow, that's a hard one. At the end of the day, when I'm a little torn, I just want to have a great game, and we certainly had a great game. Nick Foles played outstanding. To see Alshon Jeffrey and Stephon Gilmore, Deuce Staley on the sideline, three former Gamecocks have the success they've had. Jalen Watkins was a young man that played for me at the University of Florida. He was on the Eagles. Jordan Hicks, a young man, played for me at the University of Texas. He was on the Eagles as well. Caleb Sturgis, who played for me at Florida, was on the Eagles as well. And then Jonathan Jones and Mike Gillisley were on the Patriots. So I get torn when my former players are on teams, but I just wanted a great game, and certainly we got that.
Do you like the nickname Coach Boom?
Well, it was interesting. It's okay. Unfortunately, I said some things I probably shouldn't have said after it. So it's not always good when you got to explain it to your wife and children, but it's fine with me.
If your son gets an offer for Clemson, will you let him go there?
That's a hard one. Well, if Clemson's offering, we've probably offered, so he's going to come to South Carolina anyways.
You let him off the hook easy on that one.
Yeah,
Eli.
I appreciate you not asking a second question on that one, Eli, bud. You could have gotten me.
Eli, I know before we went on here today, Coach Muschamp wanted to pass along some well wishes to you that you're in the hospital, and one of the reasons that he couldn't come visit today is just because any kind of flu outbreak there is being handled very carefully.
How you doing, bud?
Good.
Good,
doing
man.
Good.
My thoughts and prayers are with you, and I know you're going through a tough time right now, but and I talked about Braden earlier. You know, tough times don't last. Tough people do. And this is – God's put you through this because he knows you can handle it, okay?
Okay.
All right, bud. Well, hang in there.
Okay.
Eli, like Braden, battling leukemia. I know you were talking to Braden before we went on the air there about your personal experience with that.
Yeah, my nephew, Jordan, is up. I think – I want to say was it 14 years was diagnosed with leukemia. And battled through it to firsthand see what these young people go through. Is it just breaks your heart, you know, as far as the adversity that they face. They're tough as nails to know what they go through every day, and it's just breaks your heart to see a young person suffer through this. But obviously, we're going to get through this, and that's our plan. I know that.
One other question I was going to get to that Eli wanted to ask you, Coach, what was your favorite sport when you were 12? Both these guys are 12 years old.
Wow, you know, probably, to be honest, my favorite sport was baseball. I was a much better baseball player than I was a football player. But my junior year of high school, I was playing right field. I came in on a fly pop and got undercut by our shortstop. And I ended up having a compound fracture. And matter of fact, the 17-inch rod's above my desk right there. To kind of talk to guys about 10% of life's what happens to you, 90% is what you got to do with it, right?
Yep.
And you understand that better than anybody. But I didn't play any more baseball after that. but that was probably my best sport, and I had a wonderful experience. Coach Cecil Mercer, I'll never forget, in Gainesville, Florida. We had a four-year run there at the Mustangs, which is a City League team there. I only think we lost like three games in 4 years, but we had a wonderful experience and a great team.
One other question that Eli had for you. If you weren't a football coach, what would you be?
I'd be a teacher. You know, I think, I always look at coaching as teaching, and teaching as the ability to inspire learning. And I love being with young people, seeing them grow and develop, seeing them change, helping them change. I think right now, unfortunately, in our society, there's not enough young people that have a male in the home, and our young people need that. You know, they need the exposure to that. And I think that's really important. And there's no question that I've been put on this earth to try and make a difference in people's lives.
This year, are you planning on being in any games?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You're expecting the Gamecocks to win, right?
Hopefully.
No
on, pressure.
Man. We got to be stronger than that. We're going to win. How about that?
Yep.
Well, you keep battling leukemia, and we're going to keep battling these opponents. How about that?
That's good.
All right. Sounds great.
Will Muschamp from his office sitting down with Lexington 12-year-old Braden Sox. And on the phone there, you heard from Eli Adams, both 12-year-old guys battling leukemia and inspirations, I think, to all of us. You could hear Will Muschamp, who has had that personal situation in his family, talked about his nephew who has battled this thing, actually came back and then now has gone in remission for a second time. So I think he has some insight into the battles that they are going through. Braden has had more than 140 treatments, I think, and it is in remission, and now he's out playing baseball out at Lexington, and he was really excited to go to Will Muschamp's office to check out all the different memorabilia. And his very first game in 2010 was that huge upset against Alabama. His very first game at Williams-Brice Stadium. Imagine that, the number one upset against Alabama. So he's got a lot to live up to in his Carolina fan career from starting there.
That, if that game didn't get you hooked on Carolina sports, there's really not a whole lot that can ever get you hooked. And that would be a great first experience. That's a memory that young man will have the rest of his life, which is awesome.
And he was asked, we didn't hear this part of the interview, but Will Muschamp asked him what his favorite moment was, or we asked him that, and he mentioned the Jadeveon Clowney hit.
Ah.
So he's got those two things to start his Carolina fan career. A little different than you and I, who grew up in the seeing the Gamecocks play in the 80s and 90s.
I was just born for the 84 season.
There you go.
Remember that? No, I don't remember a thing about that.